I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and tonight we're going to be boogieing back to Texas for the 150th time. Yeah, this is show 150 for me, Jeff Ledger, your host of Boogie Back. Before we get to the music, I want to heap some praise on VOV, Your Island Connection. The folks who are putting out the emergency alerts multiple times a day deserve a huge thank you, as does Jeff Hoyt, Bill Wood, and others putting out the PSAs you hear on VOV every day lately. You can download the app and get these alerts there and listen to us, as a matter of fact, in that way. It's kind of a weird and difficult time for us all, and I think we're pretty fortunate on this island to have VOV and to have each other. Music plays a huge role in many of our lives, and now, even more. It's familiar, it's comforting, it addresses our emotions, and ultimately, it lifts us up, even when they're sad songs. So tonight, in celebrating 150 shows of Boogie Back, Terry and I dipped into the over 900 songs I played during the first 74 shows, and picked some we like just for a variety of reasons, and we didn't choose those whom I play the most, like Guy Clark and Willie Nelson and Sean Colvin and a few more, not because we don't like them, but because there just needs to be others that are still favorites, and we need to hear those. So tonight's show is Terry's favorites from my favorites, and we're going to kick off tonight's show with a couple of songs about lights in public places, leading off with Ella Mae Morse joining Freddie Slack, and the song is The House of Blue Lights.
Well, what you say, baby? You look ready as Mr. Freddy this black. How about you and me going spinning at the track?
What's that, homie? If you think I'm going dancing on a dime, your clock is ticking on the wrong time.
Well, what's your pleasure, treasure? You call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, daddy-o, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with father, and I mean father slack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treats is when they serve you those fine 8 beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. While we dig those tunes like they should be dug, it's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just drilling down the path of welcome mats. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights.
Da da da. fall in love with all the world. And the boys with a messed up hair and secrets that they keep behind their eyes. My face was always pressed against the glass. Oh, you were the only one who ever asked. Why don't you come inside? We watched the hotel lights and I was mesmerized.
Was Amy Cook out of Austin in a live recording of her song Hotel Lights, and that came from the KGSR Volume 18 CD recorded live at the Four Seasons Hotel in Austin, a place where I had many a martini and an occasional glass of wine. Playing with her were David Polkington on guitar, Bobby Daniel on bass, Chris Searles on drums, and David Garza on a really nice piano. Amy's career started in L.A., where she had some success with some music and films, and then she moved to Marfa, Texas, then went to Austin, where she caught the eye of Alejandro Escovedo, and she opened for him and about a dozen other artists. She's got a couple CDs out, and according to her website, she's working on another one. She also is an artist who works in large-scale murals, and there's one in Austin of her work. Before Amy, we heard Ella Mae Morse in the House of Blue Lights. She was with Freddie Slack and his orchestra, and was one of the first white singers to chart on the R&B charts. She was born in Mansfield, Texas. She was hired at age 14 by Jimmy Dorsey, and when she was 17, she joined Freddie Slack's band, and then she went solo, and she was in a couple of films, and also had some hits in the pop as well as the R&B chart. She quit recording in 1957, but she was performing until she was into her early 90s. You're listening to the 150th show of Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Still having a blast doing this show on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. We connect you now more than ever, I think. Next, we turn up a couple love songs, but from different ends of the spectrum. We're going to start out with a live recording of a falling in love story from Nancy Griffith. Here is Love at the Five and Dime.
As a young girl growing up in Austin, Texas, there was a very special building down at 6th and Congress Avenue. It was a place that you went to change buses when you were going from North to South Austin. When you got off the bus, you had just enough time to run inside and get yourself a Coca-Cola and look through the record bin, wink at the boys and get back on the bus. It was called a Woolworth store. Come to find out, they have Woolworth stores all over the world. The first time I went to London, we drove up in front of one, and we'd just flown into town, and I wanted them to stop the car so I could get out and go fill up my suitcase with unnecessary plastic objects. But all Woolworth stores are special. They all smell the same. They smell a little bit like popcorn and chewing gum rubbed around on the bottom of a leather-soled shoe. And they all have the same sound. And those that have an elevator in them have a little sound like this. And I've always been asked what that little sound was in this song. And that's what it is. It's the elevator coming up and down in the Woolworth store. Rita was 16 years, Hazel eyes and just smiling. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And it was the aisles of the Five and Dime. And they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this Five and Dime. Now Eddie played the steel guitar and his mama cried 'cause he played in the bar. And he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. And still that love survived. 'Cause it seemed, dance a little closer to me. Could dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Here at closing time, 'cause love's on sale tonight at this Five and Dime. One of the boys in Eddie's band, he took a shine to Rita's hand. So Eddie ran off with the bass man's wife. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune, sporting Miss Rita back by his side. And he sang, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time. Tonight at this Five and Dime. Eddie traveled with the barroom band till arthritis took his hands. Now he sells insurance on the side. And Rita's got her house to keep. She writes dime store novels of a love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night. They still sing, dance a little closer to me. Yeah, dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She really made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer. They say he was a darn good dancer. And they'd waltz the aisles of the 5 and 9. And they lived a mighty simple life, cause it waltz the aisles of the 5 and 9. We could all go tomorrow and take a date. Oh yeah. Waltz the aisles of the 5 and 9. Going up. Thank you, Austin. We appreciate it. We see you.
I call you on the phone every night about this time. I've been feeling so alone. I hope that you don't mind. Don't you know your leaving has left me with no choice but to call you on the phone just to hear your voice. I don't see how you could know the way I'm missing you. I'm not sure I can let go, but believe me, I'm trying to. I call you on the every night about this time. I've been feeling so alone. I hope that you don't mind. Don't you know your leaving has left me with no choice to call you on the phone just to hear your voice. I've been feeling so alone. has left me with no choice but to call you on the phone just to hear your voice.
Imani Warden, and Just to Hear Your Voice. It's a song that he wrote, and others, including Tony Price, have covered it. Imani's from Austin. He first kind of burst on the Austin music scene at age 15 when his band called Whoa Trigger won the Best New Band at the original first ever South by Southwest. And then 5 years later, the Wagoneers, a band that he started, won that award again. That came from his first solo album, Monty Warden, and the Wagoneers broke up. He had a band called The Dangerous Few, which is a little bit more jazz-oriented, and he still plays around Austin. Before Monty, we heard Nancy Griffith from Seguin, Texas, raised in Austin with a live version of Love at the Five and Dime from a performance at Austin City Limits. Nancy's got about 20 albums out, and her 1994 album, Other Voices, Other Rooms, won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album. She also won the Kate Wolf Award from the World Folk Music Association and the Americana Trailblazer Award the year right after Lyle Lovett won it. Listening to show 150 of Boogie Back to Texas, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening, wherever you may be doing that.
VOV support is provided by Mike Verheeren, a Vashon realtor for over 20 years, bringing homes to life with short, compelling videos marketed to the world, showing Vashon in high def at VashonProperty.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by O Solo Mio Di Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of downtown Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Thanks to those folks, and folks, support your local restaurants and get some carryout from those people as well. Well, we ended that last set with a sad one from Monty Warden, and we're going to continue down that path with a sad story of a woman tying her life to another one with probably no real obvious way out. We're going to follow that, though, with A Way Out from Patty Griffin. But first, here's Slade Cleaves with Flowered Dresses.
She was leaning long-legged neath a bottle cap side of the country store with a Coke and a smile. Coolest place to linger on an Arkansas day when she saw him passing by. He said, I'll take you back to Texas and my name is Ray, where the stars are bigger than the hit parade. And she stopped dreaming her dream, started dreaming his, traded in her childhood. And she wore flower dresses for you, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin. Chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Sometimes I think about my daddy and his old spice grin, clean press shirt and a farmer's tent. She never asked him questions and he never told her lies, but I heard my mama cry some. I was sitting in the hallway on the night he left, hugging my knees, holding my breath. I was never sure why, but he was damn sure gone, thought it was maybe my fault. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin. Chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Thank you. starting to chill a bit. The fireflies over the field and it brings to mind the glider where she used to sit. Count the headlights on the highway. And I think of where you're going, where you are tonight. What you must have seen since I last saw those eyes. I know I can't win if I do not play. But this whole thing scares me. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin. On the chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Yeah, she looked real nice, she looked real nice.
Patti Griffin with Love Throw a Line from her 2004 album called Impossible Dream. You also heard Buddy and Julie Miller on backup vocals, and we'll get to hear Buddy a little bit later in the show. The piano was courtesy of Ian McLaughlin forming the Faces with Rod Stewart. Patti grew up in Maine, and she was married for about 6 years, and then she divorced and decided to play some music, and she hit the folk scene in Boston for her start. And we're going to hear later, as She was a part of Band of Joy with Robert Plant, her former musical and romantic partner, with whom she lived part-time in Austin. And her latest record came out last summer, simply titled Patty Griffin, and we had a chance to see Patty in concert in support of that record. Before Patty, we heard Slade Cleaves with a heartbreaking character portrait, I think, of called Flowered Dresses, and that came from his album Unsung, where he performed songs from lesser-known singer-songwriters. And as he says in the liner notes, to give a little bit of exposure to some people that I think are really great writers, and somebody who writes Hugging My Knees, Holding My Breath. Pretty good writer. This one was written by Karen Poston, who also wrote a song on Slade's album Broke Down. He also heard David Henry on cello and piano. Slade moved to Austin from Maine and has lived there for decades now. His most recent album is Ghost on a Car Radio, came out in 2017. You've heard, I think, four or five cuts off of that on prior shows of Boogie Back to Texas. And you're listening to some gems that I played in the first 74 shows of Boogie Back here on The Voice of Vashon. And next week, we're going to feature some of similar kinds of gems for the next 74 shows. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host for all 150 of those shows. Thanks for listening. And thanks again to The Voice of Vashon for providing this venue and this opportunity for more than 40 of us producers being able to come on the air and play some music for you. Special thanks to you if you are a sustaining member of The Voice of Vashon. You keep us on the air. So let's switch gears from hearing the struggles of coping with everyday life and busted relationships to some advice from two women who really ought to know what they're talking about. We're going to lead off with Barbara Lynn Ozen and You'll Lose a Good Thing.
Birmingham, thought you were wondering where I am. Rang you made your move too soon.
Ernestine Anderson, born in Houston and a jazz and blues singer for more than six decades. She was a four-time Grammy nominee, graduate of Garfield High School right here in Seattle, along with Quincy Jones, who happened to be in the same class. Her career started when her godmother entered her into a talent contest when Ernestine was about 12 years old. The piano player asked her, what key does she want the song to be in? And she said, C. But that was the wrong key. She ended up singing around the melody and improvised the melody, and when she finished, one of the musicians told her she was a jazz singer, and she took that to heart. Before Ernestine, we heard Barbara Lynn Ozen, also known as Barbara Lynn, with the song she co-wrote, You'll Lose a Good Thing. You also heard her guitar work in the toward the end of that song. Barbara Lynn was born in Beaumont, Texas, and started out on the piano, but she moved to guitar, and she played that left-handed. She was really unusual for her time. She was a female African-American singer who both wrote most of her own songs, and she played a lead instrument. Man, I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, celebrating 150 shows on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance, since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at triginsurance.com.
VOV programming support comes from Vashon Thriftway, locally owned and operated since 1965 and offering everything from organic zucchini to a hot latte or garden boots. Now supporting youth sports broadcasts on KVSH, you'll find them on the web at vashonthriftway.com.
Again, thanks to all those folks, and thanks to Thriftway and the IGA for the kind of things that they're doing to deliver food and to make food available just for pickup at the curbside. Our community is really pulling together mighty fine here. We're going to turn up the tempo and we're going to turn up the amps. We lead off with the Fabulous Thunderbirds and a live recording of My Babe. And check out the piano here from Gene Taylor. Here's the T-Birds.
Thank you. down the street. The better go treat, treat, treat. My babe, she likes your bad man and Miss Hattie, babe. See, my baby's coming back, she's coming back home today. Oh.
Make me somewhere trouble don't know.
Well, that was the Band of Joy with a live recording of Somewhere Trouble Don't Go. The band consists of Robert Plant, who's the romantic and musical partner, backup vocalist Patty Griffin. And Robert was on harp and some backup vocals. And on this song, Buddy Miller was on vocals and guitar, Daryl Scott on banjo and some other strings as well, Byron House on bass, and Marco Giovino on drums and percussion. And if you have a chance, check out the YouTube video of that song. It is a lot of fun to watch them play with each other and really kick it out. Before that incredible group, we heard the Fabulous Thunderbirds with My Babe, recorded live, and the piano was from Gene Taylor. Used to play with Dave Alvin and the Blasters, and Kid Ramos was on guitar. Of course, Kim Wilson on vocals. We used to see the version of the T-Birds that featured Jimmy Vaughn on guitar when we were back in Austin. Saw him quite a few times, I think. And speaking of Jimmy Vaughn, we're going to go out the door of the 150th edition of Boogie Back to Texas with Jimmy and a who's who of guitars and music related to Stevie Ray Vaughan. The song is called Six Strings Down. It was written by Jimmy for his brother. And the occasion that from this song was a tribute to Stevie that took place on May 11th, 1995 in Austin. And the concert included everyone who shared the stage on August 26th, 1990 in Alpine Valley, Wisconsin, the last time that Stevie took the stage before dying in a helicopter crash at night. And you're going to hear, check this out, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Robert Cray, Buddy Guy, Dr. John, Art Neville, Bonnie Raitt, and of course, Jimmy Vaughan and Double Trouble. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening to Boogie Back to Texas. Here's Six Strings Down. Thank you.
up there.
But it lightning too. I'm a King and Freddy
playing the blues.
T-Bone.
And Six Strings Down on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening to